Stop Dieting and Live by Devin Rollins. Narrated by Dave Quinn. This ebook is copyright 2017 with all rights reserved. It is illegal to copy, distribute, or create derivative works from this book in whole or in part, or to contribute to the copying, distribution, or creating of derivative works of this book. Not medical advice. No part of this book is considered medical advice. You are strongly encouraged to seek the advice of a qualified, licensed, and competent medical doctor before starting any diet change or exercise routine. Publishers of the material contained in this book cannot be held responsible for any personal loss, injury, liability, or death caused by the utilization of any information presented here. The information within this course has been acquired through the author's education and personal experiences in the field of nutrition. However, it is not a substitute for competent medical advice. The services of a professional doctor are recommended if medical advice or assistance is needed. For everyone that wanted to get healthy but needed a little motivation, this book is dedicated to you. Introduction. Ronnie is a man in his mid-40s. He has two active daughters, Vanessa and Jenny. He has been married for almost 20 years. He works downtown and has his own office and parking space. Ronnie enjoys his computer job. For lunch, he eats at the fast food restaurants nearby. After an 8 to 9 hour workday, he drives home tired. He spends his evenings with his two young daughters and his nights watching TV with his wife. What do you think about Ronnie's lifestyle? Is there anything similar between his lifestyle and yours? You may not work in the computer industry, but you probably do live in the same modern world as Ronnie. We live in a time of conveniences. We have effortless transportation, easy communication, and food that is always accessible. These conveniences are wonderful, but they often become excessive. Ronnie is overweight, and he knows it. He feels tired and doesn't have strength like he used to. He rarely plays basketball with his younger daughter, who dreams of becoming a college athlete. His doctor has already warned him about his rising blood pressure and pre-diabetic condition. Ronnie knows he needs to change. And that is exactly what we are going to talk about in this course. Change. Since you are reading this, it is obvious that you are looking for some change, and you've already taken the first and hardest step. Stick with it. I'm certain that the things you learn in this program will be eye-opening and extremely beneficial to you. I'm confident they will do more to help you than any diet program you've ever tried before. I want you to be healthy, lose weight, and feel better. I want you to feel renewed and see healthy weight loss in a whole new light. That is the purpose of this system, to help you stop dieting and live. What to expect from this book? This book is designed as your first step. Its purpose is to arm you with the information you need to lose weight and keep it off forever. Here are some of the ideal outcomes you will get from this course. You will stop dieting and probably never need to diet again. You will save tons of money by avoiding unnecessary weight loss pills, powders, and supplements. You will be able to identify dieting truth from quackery. You will change your mental image about weight loss and success. You will understand the real science of weight loss. You will improve your health, lose weight, and feel better. You will have a plan to stay happy and live healthy for the rest of your life. You will feel inspired to encourage and help others. As an author, I don't mean for this book to be long. I don't want to waste your precious time. You have a life just like my friend Ronnie. I want you to spend your time doing the better things in life. I don't plan on giving you long-winded pages. In fact, I've been through this system multiple times, simplifying and cutting out the excess. I want to help you start living better as soon as possible. So, this isn't going to be a science textbook. I've read too many boring books on human metabolism and physiology. I don't want you to have to do the same thing. This course is designed so you can be successful, even with limited time. Stop dieting and live. Starting today, you're never going to need to diet to lose weight again. There will be no more food restrictions or strict dieting rules. You're done with expensive programs and pre-made weight loss meals. This is it. You're done with dieting. No more worrying about it. No more feeling guilty about it. Today, I want you to start living. You probably never needed a diet in the first place, and here is why. Diets are best for achieving specific, short-term goals. Diets work for professional athletes and hospital patients. They are for people that need special formulas for specific reasons. Burn patients need a diet. College basketball players need a diet. People with unique health conditions may need diets. But most likely, you don't need a diet. Always talk with the physician if you have questions about whether you need or should start a particular diet. Ronnie had tried a few diets himself. He would start them and then stop them. There was a cucumber diet that his coworker recommended. And then there was one he found on the internet with protein powder. He even tried one from an infomercial on early morning TV with an included fitness bar. During his dieting, Ronnie would lose some weight, but then later it would return, just like the diets. So many dieting failures had left Ronnie feeling tired and frustrated. What was the point of dieting if it never lasted? The problem with the dieting mentality is that the diets are short-term. They don't address your lifelong needs. Instead of educating and empowering, diets tend to restrict and frustrate. No one plans to stay on their diet forever. They are doomed to failure from the start. Plus, in our modern and hyper-connected society, there are so many diets. Most of them are crazy and overwhelming and often lacking in real proven results. It seems like every day I see a new dieting hack or weight loss gimmick. These things seldom work. They cost money, waste time, and hurt our motivation. These bad diets lead us into a negative dieting cycle. In the model above, I demonstrate one of the main problems with dieting. I call it the dieting cycle. In the dieting cycle, we start and stop our diets over and over again. Each time we stop, the weight returns. Each time we feel worse, and dieting becomes harder. It is a bad cycle. Diets start with rules or food restriction. We try to make it work and maybe lose some weight, but we realize that we can't keep it up forever. This is where the restrictions end and the diet fails. We feel guilty and we binge. The weight returns. The dieting cycle isn't the only problem. When we diet, we lose weight, but the weight we lose isn't just fat. We also lose water and muscle. When we start a diet, we are hungry. Our bodies aren't getting the amount of calories they are used to, so they adapt and take energy from storages. These storages are mostly fats, but some muscle is also consumed. Each time we start and stop a diet, we risk losing a little bit more of our muscle mass. Our body's metabolism is set by this muscle mass, and so each time our muscle mass decreases, our body's metabolism goes down. Metabolism is the energy our body needs to survive and perform its functions. If we have less muscle, we use less energy. When our metabolism goes down, our body consumes fewer calories. This means we need less food to survive. We have less muscle to feed, but most people continue eating the same amount. This means they are going to gain even more weight. This is how stop and start dieting can lead to weight gain and discouragement. It is a poor practice and doesn't help. But don't feel discouraged if you are like Ronnie and have tried many diets. Stop dieting and live will work for you. So hopefully now I've convinced you to break the habit of start and stop dieting. But if you aren't going to diet to lose weight, then what can you do? I want you to live. I want you to understand how the body loses and gains weight, and then make smart choices every day. I want you making smart decisions built around a happy and abundant life. Instead of dreading the diet rules you must follow, I want you to feel renewed about the freedom of being able to make smart choices that fit your life and situation. Let me give you some examples. Bad dieting. Sue starts the Atkins diet and is now eating only low-carbohydrate foods. When she goes to her daughter's school party, she feels very guilty about eating a piece of cake because it violates the rules. She misses eating bread from her favorite local bakery and resents the diet. Good living. Sue is living life and making healthy choices. She goes to her daughter's school party and happily enjoys the cake. She plans to eat less sugar or drink more water today to make up for it. She picks up a loaf of bread on the way home without any feelings of guilt or remorse. She will eat it moderately. Bad dieting. Jake feels guilty that he gained weight over the winter break and starts a juice fast diet he read about online. He drinks only juice for 2 days and feels sick with fatigue, nausea, and dizziness during the whole ordeal. He loses some water weight, but it comes right back. He feels frustrated with dieting now. Good living. Jake splurged a little over winter break and gained some weight. He feels no guilt or remorse about the weight because he is confident about himself. He wants to stay healthy, so he plans to lose a little weight and build muscle. He decides to drink less soda and starts ordering more from the light menu at his favorite restaurant. He restarts his favorite exercise program. He is living life following the principles of moderation. Are you noticing the differences in these examples? The stop dieting and live mentality is about flexible long-term changes, not restrictions or quick gimmicks. It's about being confident and living a wonderful life. If you ever want to evaluate a dieting program, ask yourself this: can I do it for the rest of my life? If the answer is no, then you might not want to start that program because it will probably fail you. Think about the grapefruit diet, where you add some grapefruit to each meal to reduce calories. Could you do that for the rest of your life? Of course not. No one could do the grapefruit diet for the rest of their life. Could you imagine that? You have to eat grapefruit 3 times a day, every day, forever. Or imagine the chicken soup diet. You only get one normal meal per day, and the rest would be chicken soup. Could you imagine doing that for the rest of your life? Sounds crazy, right? Yes, these are diets that are guaranteed to fail. Even professional diet programs don't withstand the long-term approach. These programs are usually much better, but they still don't last. Do you want to pay Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers forever? Can you eat their foods forever? Most people won't and can't. This is the problem. You'll eventually quit and put the weight back on. This is why you need a lifestyle-based program that fits and adapts to you and your life. We'll get to the specifics of how to select ideal and flexible lifestyle changes in Chapter 6. But for now, it's just important that you understand why lifestyle-based changes are superior to dieting programs and quick fixes. Remember, start and stop dieting can be harmful. Long-term changes are required for real weight loss. Throw the fad diets and expensive packages out the door. Decide today to accept smart, practical decisions about weight loss that stand the test of time. The simple secret to weight loss. The secret to weight loss is really no complex secret at all. It can be explained by thinking about a simple children's seesaw. On one side of the seesaw is the food you put into your body, energy in. And on the other side of the seesaw is energy your body uses, energy out. This image below might help you understand it. Energy in. The calories we get from the foods we eat. Energy out. The calories we consume in activity, exercise, and daily living. The calories consumed by metabolism. Energy for the body's natural functions, breathing, heart rate, etc. I like to think of this seesaw as having three different positions. There is the position where the left side is down, the position where the right side is down, and the position where both are balanced. Some exceptions to this rule are during pregnancy, serious injuries, and child growth. These will not be considered in this book. Energy in high, energy out low. When energy in is high and energy out is low, we gain weight. This is when we are taking in more food, calories, than we use. For those of you who like to see numbers, here is an example. Ronnie consumes 2,500 calories in one day. Ronnie only uses 2,200 of these calories that day. 2,500 in minus 2,200 out equals 300 extra calories. Ronnie has an extra 300 calories at the end of the day. These are the calories that his body will store as fat. Our bodies care about us and store these in case we need them later. Storing fat is a starvation protection mechanism. However, in modern civilizations, we rarely experience starvation, so the excess fat remains and builds up, and soon becomes a health hazard. Think about your diet and activities right now. Do you consume more energy than you need? Is your energy in higher than your energy out? If it is, you will find suggestions in a later chapter to help you decrease your energy in and raise your energy out. Energy in low and energy out high. This is what you want if you are planning to lose weight. You want the amount of calories you eat to be less than the amount of calories you use. This could happen by eating less food or by using more calories in activities. Ronnie consumes 2,000 calories in one day. Ronnie uses 2,200 of these calories that day. 2,000 in minus 2,200 out equals minus 200 calories. Ronnie used 200 more calories than he consumed. His body will now make up these 200 calories by taking them from energy storages. Keeping this up, Ronnie will eventually lose weight by consuming his fat storage. Energy in and energy out are the same. When your energy in and your energy out are the same, you will neither lose nor gain weight. This means that your body is getting what it needs. You are balanced and will maintain at your current weight. Ronnie consumes 2,200 calories in one day. Ronnie uses 2,200 of these calories that day. 2,200 in minus 2,200 out equals zero extra calories. Ronnie will maintain his body weight. I realize this is a simple explanation, but hopefully it makes weight loss and weight gain more understandable. The idea is very simple. However, it is extremely important to understand. If you want to lose weight, just make sure your energy in is lower than your energy out. There are no magical solutions to drop weight. There are really only two ways to do this. 1. Use more calories. 2. Consume less calories. I would suggest that you make lifestyle changes that incorporate both of these principles. We will talk about how to do it in Chapter 6. The Smoke and Mirrors of Weight Loss Products. As I've gone through this book trying to simplify and reduce your reading time, I've gone back and forth about this chapter. I don't want to waste your time, but I think this will be of value to you. It is important that you understand the weight loss industry. And yes, it is a large, booming industry. I hope that from the simple explanation I gave in Chapter 2, you might better understand how weight loss really works. Weight loss comes from using more calories than we consume. Weight gain is the opposite. Losing weight is not complicated, but there is no free ride. Be wary of anyone that is promising a free ride. Watch out for magic pills, super berries, one-minute workouts, and so on. These things do not work. Skip the heartache and avoid them. If you visit any website or read any magazine, you will almost always see weight loss advertisements. These advertisements usually include an attractive model and a bold claim. The model is there to get your attention and possibly induce feelings of desire, depression, or guilt. The banner ad is a call to action. You will usually see things like, "I lost 27 pounds in 1 month with a two-step diet. How I lost 47 pounds with these two free diet products that I mixed into a powerful double bang." The claims are too good to be true. They are carefully planned to get your attention. They could include numbers, free offers, and even strange facts. Sometimes they will try to include quotes from doctors. Be careful, it may not be the full quote. If you open a wedding website or magazine, you might see an ad with a beautiful model in a white dress, and the words, "Fit into your dress for the big reception." If you are on a college website, you could see, "Be spring break ready and drop the fat now." Sometimes you will see pictures that are trying to make fat seem gross or bad. "Drop 40 pounds of gross belly fat now." These ads will include pictures with large portions of stomach fat. These advertisements frustrate me the most. Fat is not bad. We must have fat to survive. Everyone has essential fat. It is required to live. We should be grateful for our fat. But people are trying hard to get your money, and their ads are usually very good. They will try to use your emotions to sell you products. They may say the product is free, but beware, it's usually not. Ronnie was reading the news on the internet when he saw an advertisement for a powerful weight loss product. He clicked the link and was taken to a long page with a girl's story about how berries and a colon cleanse helped her lose weight. The site had links to a place where he could get a free product. The girl claimed that Hollywood celebrities used her product, and so Ronnie bought it. He ended up spending money for shipping and handling, even though it was supposed to be free. Ronnie didn't read all the fine print, and so later that month, he got a small box of their berries. It turns out that he was automatically set up to receive an order each month. He spent 2 hours on the phone trying to cancel that subscription. Nothing is really free. Ronnie didn't end up losing any weight, but he did lose over $90. I'm not trying to belittle anyone else or their programs. I just want to help you lose weight, not money. I don't want to see you get scammed. I feel sad when my friends waste money on a product that probably isn't going to help them. And worse than losing the money, these scam products don't help anyone's self-esteem. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has almost no regulation on the supplement industry. People can sell almost anything until the FDA can prove it is dangerous. That means it is up to you to avoid the gimmicks. So please be careful. Also, watch out for people or advertisements claiming huge secrets or unbelievable cures. If they really had the cure for cancer, it would be all over the news, not on some small website. Likewise, watch out for claims that the government or pharmaceutical industry is trying to shut them down. Around $50 to $80 billion is spent in the U.S. per year because of obesity. If the government can find some way to keep that money, trust me, they would do it. They would want to find a healthy solution to weight loss. Finally, here are some of my red flags, warnings for weight loss scams. While not inclusive of all scams, I hope these will help you avoid any future heartache. A product's validity is based on testimonials or user comments, a blog. A promise is made with unrealistic results. A dieting product is suggested that requires no real effort. A person trying to sell the product has strong financial reasons to do so. A claim is made that the government or pharmaceutical industry is trying to shut them down because they have powerful cures. Measuring weight loss. This program focuses on lifestyle changes and keeping the weight off permanently. This program works, and it can work quickly, but it is important that weight loss is done right, in a safe and healthy manner. In 2007, Ronnie made a New Year's resolution to lose weight. His family cheered him on because they also knew what the doctor had said about his blood pressure. However, Ronnie didn't say anything else about his resolution. He didn't have a plan. He didn't know how much weight to lose, and he didn't know how fast to lose it. Without direction, he just tried eating less for a few weeks, and then he gave up completely. There are three important parts to weight loss. 1. Set a goal. We will talk about goals later. 2. Decide how much you want to lose and permanently plan to keep it off. 3. Decide on a time frame for losing the weight. Goals and records. When you are losing the weight, you should keep a record of how much weight you lose and how fast you lose it. Keep a journal and a record of your weight loss numbers. Don't get disappointed if it takes some time for change. We are going for lifelong changes. It will come. Don't rush it. Also, don't get too caught up in the numbers. The mentality of this course is relaxed changes that last. I want you to focus more on living a happy life and less on your weight loss numbers. How much should you lose? You need a standard to compare your weight to. The Body Mass Index, BMI, is a great standard that has endured many scientific tests and trials. It is used in hospitals and clinics worldwide. While it is not perfect, it may be the best body composition analysis we have. Your BMI is a good indication of your health and body status. Here is an easy website with a BMI calculator available. Now compare your BMI to this chart and check your status. Our main purpose for calculating your BMI is to make sure you aren't in the underweight category. Since you are reading this, I will assume that you are not. Now let's find out how many calories you need for healthy weight loss. One of the best resources I know of is the MyPlate.gov website. Go to their website linked above and fill out the Get My Plan form. The webpage will have a form that looks something like this. Fill out all the information it asks for. It will give you an accurate weight loss plan. Remember to be truthful about your physical activity. Everyone always wants to bump it up one. The website may give you options to change weight or maintain weight. If you are given options, I suggest you select the pattern and plan for achieving a healthy weight. Click on the button to see your pattern and plan. In this example plan, a 2,000-calorie-a-day diet is advised. See red arrow below. There are also recommendations for what food groups you should consume. I suggest you print off your personalized report as a reminder of what you want to accomplish. There are many healthy suggestions on the report, and I suggest you review them as well. However, don't stress about the report too much. Long-term lifestyle changes are your goal. Now that you know your goal is a 2,000-calorie plan, if you regularly consume that amount of calories, you should achieve healthy weight loss. That is exactly what we want. And remember, this calorie pattern is only an estimate of your needs. Monitor your body weight and adjust your calories if needed. If you have any health conditions, talk with a professional. It is worth the time, I promise. Time frame to lose the weight. How fast should you lose the weight? The chart below shows weight loss by percentages. Keep your weight loss around those percentages. You don't want to lose much more than 5% of your body weight in 1 month. You don't want to lose more than 7.5% of your body weight in 3 months. You don't want to lose more than 10% of your body weight in 6 months. This means that if you weigh 200 pounds, you don't want to lose more than 10 pounds the first month. I'm sorry, I know that you wanted to hear things like 42 pounds in 1 month, but these are not realistic or healthy numbers. It's frustrating, and we can blame the advertising industry for this frustration. It is absurd advertising that has made healthy weight loss appear slow and laborious. It really isn't slow. Please remember, we are working for permanent healthy weight loss. We are looking for life changes. Your body needs time to adjust. We want to lose weight at a healthy rate, and unlike with dieting programs, we want to keep it off forever. Now you know your ideal daily calories for healthy weight loss. Soon, I will provide you with lifestyle suggestions that will make this easy and possible. But first, I want to talk with you about your mindset. If you want to be successful with your weight loss plan, you need to believe that you can do it. Like most things in life, losing weight is mostly mental. Believing off the excess fat? Are you familiar with the placebo effect? A placebo is a fake drug, a sugar pill. What is interesting about placebos is that they have a powerful impact on the human body. Often, when people take placebos, they get better. Many times, they experience more happiness or have fewer problems. The simplest explanation I know of for the placebo effect is that people are curing themselves with their mind. Your mind is powerful, very powerful. In some ways, it is like a sponge, always soaking up everything that you do, think, and say. If you think you are overweight, you will feel and stay overweight. If you think you look great, you will start to feel and look great. Ronnie never really felt like he could lose the weight. He would make jokes about his failures during his diets. He would humorously say things to his kids like, "Here goes another diet," or, "I'm going to lose the same 5 pounds again." Because he didn't believe in himself, his friends and family didn't believe in him either. Occasionally, his daughters would joke about his size. Unintentionally, Ronnie was preparing himself for failure. Too many people sabotage themselves by planning to fail before they even start. You must start telling yourself that you choose to lose the weight and live a healthy life. Don't accept discouragement. Open yourself up to the possibility of success. Decide that you love yourself and your body. Be happy with yourself, regardless of your weight. This is your life. Love it and enjoy it. Also, decide now that you accept healthy weight loss changes in your life. Decide to make these changes for the long term. Start now. Now is the time. Visualize yourself losing the weight. See yourself at your ideal body weight. Deep inside, you have to believe it is possible. You need to know you can do it. Believing that you can make lifestyle changes is so important. It is the first step. Do not criticize yourself. Self-esteem is very important for success and lifelong changes. Having body fat is normal. In fact, it is essential for survival. There is nothing wrong or bad about body fat. We use it for protection, for warmth, for storage. Without fat, we would all die. Also, we all have different body shapes. Do not let the media tell you that one shape is right or wrong. There is no right or wrong body shape. Love your body, but recognize that losing some weight may be good for your health. Also, be careful not to let others discourage you. Often they will do it unintentionally, like Ronnie's daughters. Your changing beliefs are delicate in the beginning. It is like planting a seed. When the seed is young and still taking roots, only tell those people that will support you and uplift you. When you feel strong, make sure that you motivate and uplift others as they try to lose weight. We can all do this if we work together. See Chapter 11 for more ideas on sharing. If you are religious, I believe that it is appropriate to pray for help to create new lifestyle changes. Many people find great strength in prayer. Finally, remember this. In the Stop Dieting and Live system, there is no failure. You simply cannot fail in this system. There is no way. Even if you don't lose a pound all year or gain 100 pounds, you have not failed. This is because the Stop Dieting and Live system looks at the big picture. If you haven't lost weight yet, that's fine. You should just keep trying. There is no end. This isn't like a diet that stops and you've failed. This is about adapting your life to enjoy the benefits of healthy changes. You pick the changes you want to make. You pick when to make them. You decide when to stop or modify them. Everything is flexible. Techniques for mental success. Set goals. Use the goal-setting techniques in the goals section of this book. Tell yourself daily that you will be successful. Be specific. Accept praise and reject criticism, especially from yourself. Write down a positive, uplifting message. Put it where you can read it daily. Today, I will live a healthy lifestyle. If you are religious, pray for help to make and keep healthy lifestyle changes. Learning the language of food. If you want to live in France, you need to learn to speak the language. If you want to live a healthy lifestyle, you need to learn the language of food. Now you might be asking, what is the language of food? It's simple. The language of food is the label on every package of food you buy. It is the nutritional information. Being able to read and understand this information is essential to help you lose weight. Since you are in this for the long haul, I would suggest you become completely familiar with reading food labels. This is a life skill that will provide many ongoing benefits to you and your family. Think about it. You're going to be eating food every day for the rest of your life. It influences your health, your family, and your self-esteem. What could be more important than learning the language of food? Being able to read and understand labels will allow you to make educated decisions every day. Plus, it's easy, not like learning a new language. Below is an example nutrition label taken from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's website. The key areas of this label are emphasized. Serving sizes. First thing to look at when you are considering a product is the serving size. Often, companies will take a product that seems like one serving and make it into two or three servings. This may distort the calories listed on the label. Ramen noodles is one example of this. When most people eat ramen noodles, they eat the whole package. However, the label says that one package of ramen noodles is actually two servings. This means that if you eat a whole package of ramen noodles, you must double everything in the nutrition information. One serving of ramen noodles is 190 calories. But since there are two servings per container, you would be getting 380 calories if you ate the whole thing. See why it's important to speak the language of food? Most foods have smaller serving sizes than we would expect. Say you want to have some corn chips. Well, one serving is 9 chips. If you want to add chocolate syrup to a dessert, 2 tablespoons is a serving of the chocolate syrup. A serving of ranch dressing is also 2 tablespoons. People usually eat more than 9 corn chips and enjoy more than 2 tablespoons of chocolate syrup. There is nothing wrong with that, but it is important that you are aware of these things. Plan today to start checking the serving sizes of foods you eat. Calories. The calories section of the label tells you how many calories you will get from one serving of a food. This is important because calories are the energy your body uses to live. If there is excess, your body will create fat storages. If you want to lose weight, then you should consume fewer calories, energy in, than your body needs, energy out. Remember the seesaw picture? You can use the nutritional labels to keep track of how much energy you are putting into your body. There were recommendations on the MyPlate.gov website telling you how many calories you should be consuming. Try to follow these recommendations by choosing foods with proper calories. For example, if your recommended calories per day is 2,000, try not to eat foods that are going to quickly push you over the 2,000 number. You will find plenty of techniques for doing this in the Success Manual, which will be explained in a future chapter. Fat, cholesterol, and sodium. Another important area for you to review on the label is the fat, cholesterol, and sodium section. These are things that you want to try and limit in your diet. In excess, they are not good for you. Eating too much fat, saturated fat, trans fat, cholesterol, or sodium may increase your risk of certain chronic diseases, like heart disease, some cancers, or high blood pressure. Health experts recommend that you keep your intake of saturated fat, trans fat, and cholesterol as low as possible, as part of a nutritionally balanced diet. Good fats. Monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats are the healthier fats. Try to get more of these. You will find these fats in vegetable oils. Some good choices for your oils might be canola oil, flaxseed oil, and olive oil. If you want to get all of the good omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, you should consume fish 2 to 3 times and have a small intake of vegetable oils. Introducing fresh fish into your diet might be good for variety and for your health. Avoid deep-fried and breaded fish. If you want canned tuna, get the fish in water and not oil. Also, you can still easily go over the top with monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. Go easy on these as well, because they provide you with more calories per serving. Dietary fiber and vitamins. The dietary fiber and vitamins section of the food label is also very important. Most people don't get enough dietary fiber, vitamin A, vitamin C, calcium, and iron in their diets. They are identified in blue as get enough of these nutrients. Eating enough of these can improve your health and help reduce the risk of some diseases and conditions. For example, getting enough calcium may reduce the risk of osteoporosis, a condition that results in brittle bones as one ages. Eating a diet high in dietary fiber promotes healthy bowel function. Additionally, a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and grain products that contain dietary fiber, particularly soluble fiber, and low in saturated fat and cholesterol, may reduce the risk of heart disease. We'll provide suggestions for doing this in your success manual. It took Ronnie some time, but he figured out how to read food labels. He was so proud of himself that he gathered his family, laid out half of their pantry on the kitchen table, and then taught them what he learned. Everyone was grateful for the lesson. Vanessa and Jenny were startled by what constituted a serving of Oreos. By spending some time to learn how to read food labels and then teaching his family how to do it after, Ronnie mastered the knowledge. He felt comfortable at a grocery store comparing products and finding the healthiest foods. For a full overview on how to read nutritional labels, I highly suggest you review the following websites. Food throughout the world. Nutritional labels may vary depending on what part of the world you live in or are visiting. Take the time to do an internet search for tutorials about your country's particular nutritional label. Exercise. One way to lose weight is to consume fewer calories. We talked about this already. Another way to lose weight is to burn more calories. You can achieve this by increasing your physical activity. Every activity you do during the day consumes some calories. It takes calories to move, to walk, to eat, to drink, and even to read. Some of these activities take more calories than others, but all use calories. This program will slowly help you introduce new physical activities into your life so that you gradually begin to consume more calories. There are small changes you can do, like parking further away from work and taking the stairs. There are also bigger things you can do, like starting an exercise program. An exercise program is one of the very best ways to drop weight and keep it off forever. The 2005 Dietary Guidelines recommendations produce some valuable time limits you should keep in mind. If you want to lose weight and keep it off forever, I recommend starting an exercise program. I know that this takes time, especially with busy schedules, but if you really want to lose weight, this is a great way to do it. In the Success Manual, there will be plenty of techniques and ideas you can use to start increasing the amount of calories that you consume daily. We will talk about using the Success Manual in a later chapter. For now, realize that there are two big ways to lose weight. 1. Eating fewer calories. 2. Burning more calories. Ronnie decided that he needed to include exercise in his life. He lived farther from the city and didn't want to have to drive anymore to get to a gym. He got a walking stick and started going on long walks every evening. Sometimes one of his daughters or his wife would walk with him. This gave him time to talk to his family and strengthen their relationship. Sometimes he walked alone. He walked slowly to be easy on his knees, but it felt great. It was a chance for him to get outside, relax, and forget the hectic day. Lifestyle changes. Okay, so now we have covered all the basics: how weight loss works, the mental factors of weight loss, why exercise is important, and why you should choose safe lifestyle changes over frantic dieting. Now, here is where the results start happening. In this chapter, you are going to pick some lifestyle changes from our success guide and make them part of your life. I opted to put the lifestyle changes in their own manual for clarity and easy reading. This manual is about education. The success guide is about results. I want you to think about the success guide like a box of blocks with hundreds of shapes in it. You get to build your solution using those blocks. Your job is to look over the success guide and pick a few techniques you would like to try. I suggest starting with three or four that you are not currently doing. Once you've selected your three or four lifestyle changes, you will work on applying them to your life for 1 month. For your first month, if you are in the middle of the month or near the end of the month, just shorten or extend the time period so it ends at the end of the month. At the beginning of each new month, you will review the lifestyle changes you are currently working on. You will commit to continue working on the ones you've mastered, and then you will go pick 3 to 4 more. Each month, you're adding more of the building blocks. You're creating long-term habits that will last a lifetime. As you work on the success guide, you can always switch out the techniques. Test them out. See if the changes can fit comfortably into your life. Modify them as needed. You might discover that some of the lifestyle changes are great, but some are not a good fit for you. That's okay. Drop the pieces that aren't working and go pick up new ones. Remember, these are not short-term modifications or restrictions. They are long-term ideals that you are gradually integrating into who you are. You are going to happily make them part of your life. Steps for starting. 1. All the lifestyle changes are found in your included success guide. Go ahead and open that guide now. The success guide is always included free with this manual. 2. Read over the success guide and pick 3 to 4 changes you'd like to test for your first month. 3. Remember, these are flexible and you can tailor them to your life. You may pick and choose ones that you think will work well. 4. As the month presses on, you may change your selection, but try to keep 3 or 4. 5. At the end of the month, evaluate how you did with your changes. Pick 3 to 4 new ones to work on. Maintain the previous ones. 6. Repeat this process as you steadily integrate healthy changes into your life. Applying your lifestyle changes. If you don't know where you are going, any road will take you there. Lewis Carroll. You've picked 3 to 4 of the lifestyle changes from the Success Manual. Now you need to make sure you keep them for the month. I suggest that you treat 3 to 4 items as monthly goals that you plan to accomplish. Pick reasonable lifestyle changes. Remember that you have the freedom to pick and modify the lifestyle changes from the Success Manual to fit your situation. Pick lifestyle changes that are realistic and achievable. Consider your next month and the activities you already have lined up. If you pick a lifestyle change that is too hard, then you likely won't achieve it. You know your personality. Pick techniques that will stretch you but not overwhelm you. You have your whole life to master them all. Focus on your changes. You want to make sure that these 3 to 4 lifestyle changes take priority in your life. Here are some things you can do to help keep you focused on the lifestyle changes you've chosen. Tell yourself daily that you will achieve your goals. Write down your goals. A goal not written is only a wish. Put your written goals in a place where you can see them frequently, perhaps a cell phone reminder or a private bulletin board. Trust your goals with people that will positively support you. Revise your goals as needed during the month. Make sure they stretch you, but are also achievable. Do not quit. Switch your goals out if they become overwhelming. You can select easier ones or make small modifications. Constantly tell yourself that you can do it. Be positive. Never give up. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill. Once you start these lifestyle changes, there is no stopping. This is something you are going to enjoy for the rest of your life. Surely there will be times when it is hard, but there will also be times when it is easy. Do not let the rough times make you quit. If times get hard, relax. Remind yourself that this system is designed for the long haul. This is not a strict program. It is one that lasts. You can eat some junk foods, and you can eat some healthy foods. Just try to eat more of the healthy foods and less of the junky ones. I find that too many people are fed up with food. Don't be like these tight-wired people. You don't need to spend every waking moment counting calories. You don't need to freak out if you gain weight. You don't need to stress. What would be the purpose of losing weight if you couldn't be happy and enjoy it? Stress is harmful to our bodies. I'll say it again. This is not a diet. This program is about permanent lifestyle change. If it's going to be permanent, it must be flexible and enjoyable. Ronnie gained weight during the holidays. He had family in town and wasn't focused on his goals. He also stopped his exercise routine. He was feeling depressed and told his daughter Jenny that he was going to give up on the lifestyle changes. She smiled warmly and then explained to Ronnie that in history she didn't get A's on all her tests, but she still got an A on the course. She figured his lifestyle changes were similar. He wasn't going to be perfect. There would be times when he would mess up, but he shouldn't quit. Remember, you can't fail in this system. Even with all the ups and downs that might come, if you keep trying and working to create a healthy lifestyle for yourself, you will lose weight. You will feel better and be healthier and happier. Give something back. Happiness cannot come from without. It must come from within. It is not what we see and touch, or that which others do for us which makes us happy. It is that which we think and feel and do, first for the other fellow, and then for ourselves. Helen Keller. Service is one of the very best things you can do to be happy. When you go and serve others, you will feel better about yourself. You will find peace and a strengthening of your self-esteem. If this course helps you, please teach others the principles in this book. We can all help each other as we work to be healthier and happier. If you find a lifestyle technique that is working for you, please share it. If this system was beneficial for you, invite others to get a copy of it. I really believe that what goes around comes around. If we do something good for someone today, something better will come back to us tomorrow. Medications and weight loss. In an effort to keep this manual small, I almost removed this section. It covers medications and some of their effects on weight loss. If you are not taking medications, just go ahead and skip to the next chapter. However, if you are taking multiple medications, please read on. There are some medications that can cause weight gain. Are you taking one of them? If you don't know, it would be a good idea to become aware of the medications you are taking and their common side effects. You can ask your doctor about this. For reference, here is a website with some of the common drugs that may cause weight gain. If you are taking one of these drugs, do not stop taking your medications. Take a moment and consider the big picture. These medications keep us alive, safe, and healthy. They are extremely important. The point of this section is not to get you to change your medications, but to help you become more aware of their effect. If your medication causes weight gain, you should know about it. The side effects of your drugs might make you take more time to lose weight. That's okay. Go ahead and make lifestyle changes anyway. But now you realize that your results may come a little slower. No worries. We are in this for the long haul. Our goal is not a quick temporary fix. It is a rich, abundant life with long-term successes. You can also talk with your doctor about these drugs. Ask if there are alternatives that do not include weight gain as a side effect. Often doctors can recommend a replacement. Important. Always talk with your physician before making any changes to your medication or before starting any lifestyle changes. Conclusion. I sincerely hope that this manual has been beneficial to you. It is only the first part of the system, the educational part. Within the Success Manual, you will find all of the techniques you need to start losing weight. I want you to know that I believe in you. I know that you can lose weight and live a happy and abundant life. There is so much power in each and every one of us. You have the power to shape your future. You can determine your destiny. I know that if you decide to make changes today, then in the future you will enjoy the rewards. Life is about being happy and finding joy. Don't let anything hold you back. Love every moment. Live life to the fullest and try to find joy in each moment of the journey. Ronnie felt great. His doctor said his blood pressure was much better. He felt more comfortable playing basketball with Vanessa. He didn't lose his breath going up the stairs in his home. Yes, sometimes he had to make sacrifices for his changes. Also, he made lots of mistakes along the way. But he felt great now. There was a new confidence, and he was going to keep it up for life. I know you can do it. Please, share with me your successes. I would be very happy to hear from you. To your greatest success, Devin Rollins.